Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the second broadcast by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Office of Inspector General. I'm Kelly June, spokesperson for the EPA OIG. In February of this year, our Inspector General, Sean W. O'Donnell, dubbed 2024 the Year of Fighting Fraud. Soon after, the EPA OIG Fraudcast series was born. Separate from OIG podcasts that shine a light on EPA OIG work and resources, Fraudcasts bring you content focused on scams or schemes affecting the EPA and the Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board. Today's broadcast topic is a fraud alert recently issued by the EPA OIG. The fraud alert highlights updates made to the Office of Management and Budget mandatory grant disclosure language. These updates require grant recipients and subrecipients to disclose both civil and criminal violations of federal law to the Office of Inspector General. Here with me is Special Agent in Charge Garrett Westfall of the Office of Investigations Western Division. Garrett, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thanks for inviting me, Kelly June. I'm excited to be joining you to highlight an important issue during our year of fighting fraud.
So let's start with why the update to the Office of Management and Budget mandatory grant disclosure language is so important.
The Office of Management and Budget, or OMB, updated mandatory grant disclosure language in the Administrative Requirements, Cost Principles, and Audit Requirements for Federal Awards, Section 2 CFR Part 200, also known as the Uniform Guidance. For the first time, the revision to the Uniform Guidance mandates disclosure of suspected fraud by the grant recipient or subrecipient. These revisions by OMB are updates to codified grant regulations under 2 CFR Part 200, meaning that all federal grant awards are subject to the same provisions.
If this affects all federal grants, can you expand on what it means for EPA grants specifically?
The EPA OIG, Office of Investigations, is charged with investigating fraud related to EPA programs and monies, including grant fraud. Every year, EPA awards more than $4 billion in grant funding. With the unprecedented amount of $100 billion of federal funds allocated to EPA for infrastructure and climate-related programs under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, as well as the Inflation Reduction Act, the majority of those funds will be allocated through grants, rebates, and assistance agreements. Like many federal grant programs, EPA grant funds are passed down to multiple layers of subawards to recipients that carry out the intended activities. I have been conducting grant fraud investigations for 23 years, and the federal grant program is open and ripe for fraud, especially at the subrecipient level.
So how do you think these changes will affect the work here at the EPA OIG?
The mandatory disclosure language is a key addition. The new regulatory requirements for EPA grant recipients and subrecipients to disclose both civil and criminal violations of federal law to the OIG brings grant regulations in line with disclosure requirements under federal contracts in the Federal Acquisition Rule. Specifically, the mandatory disclosure language was revised to include,
first, a requirement that the disclosure now be filed with both the cognizant OIG and grantor agency. Previously, this requirement was just to the grantor agency. With this revision, all grant recipients must disclose suspected fraud to the cognizant OIG. Second, new language to emphasize that the requirements apply not just to prime recipients, but also to any subrecipients, such as city governments and nonprofit organizations. To reiterate, this update requires all EPA subrecipients to notify EPA OIG of any suspected criminal or civil violations of law.
It sounds like the new language will require increased disclosures to the EPA OIG and at various levels of funding.
That is correct, and the revision includes a requirement to report potential Civil False Claims Act violations, not just criminal violations. There is also an addition of a credible evidence standard.
Using this standard means that grant recipients, subrecipients, and applicants do not need to make a firm legal determination that a criminal or civil law has been violated before they are required to disclose a violation to the cognizant OIG.
Now, you mentioned the False Claims Act. Can you explain further why the addition of violations to the Civil False Claims Act, or FCA, is important?
The Civil False Claims Act, or FCA, is a federal law that imposes liability on persons and entities that defraud government programs. The FCA imposes treble damages and penalties on those who knowingly and falsely claim money from the United States or knowingly failed to pay money owed to the United States. The False Claims Act thus serves to safeguard government programs such as the EPA's State Revolving Fund. In fact, in February, DOJ announced the highest number of settlements and judgments in history, exceeding $2.68 billion in fiscal year 2023. Further, in 1986, Congress strengthened the False Claims Act by increasing incentives for whistleblowers to file lawsuits alleging false claims on behalf of the government. These whistleblowers, or key TAM actions, comprise a significant percentage of the False Claims Act cases that are filed. Key TAM cases may be pursued by the government or the whistleblower. When a key TAM action is successful, the whistleblower, also known as a relator, typically receives a portion of the recovery ranging between 15 and 30%.
Whistleblowers filed 712 key TAM suits in fiscal year 2023, and this past year, the Justice Department reported settlements and judgments exceeding $2.3 billion from these suits.
Okay, so why did the EPA-OIG find it necessary to highlight this regulatory revision and alert the public with a fraud alert and, frankly, this fraudcast?
That is a great question, Kelly June. At EPA-OIG, we are working hard to deter and detect fraud and mitigate any potential negative impact to EPA's programs and operations. However, the very best fraud-fighting organizations rely on complainants and whistleblowers to provide detailed information on suspected fraud. This is where these updates and revisions to regulations are important.
Information on whistleblower protection is also included in the fraud alert. Can you talk a little more on the role of the whistleblower and whistleblower protections?
Part of this fraudcast and fraud alert is to educate our recipients and subrecipients of their whistleblower protections under 41 USC 4712. Whistleblowers perform an important service to EPA and to the public when they come forward with what they reasonably believe to be evidence of wrongdoing. They should not be subject to reprisal for doing so. Let me reiterate, it is illegal for an employee of a recipient or subrecipient of a grant to be discharged, demoted, or discriminated against for making a protected disclosure. The EPA-OIG has the authority to investigate such allegations of reprisal. If you are such an employee and you believe you have been retaliated against for making a protected whistleblower disclosure, you may submit a retaliation complaint to the OIG hotline. You can also obtain additional information on whistleblower protections on our website.
Yes, whistleblowers do play an immeasurable role within the OIG community. It's wonderful that the OMB is recognizing this in the new revisions. Are there any additional revisions that you think are important or that you'd like to highlight?
Yes, thank you, Kelly June. While it does not directly relate to OIG, I'd like to highlight a revision that recipients may use federal funds to undertake a wide range of data gathering and analysis related activity. The guidance also makes clear that allowable costs include many types of expenditures such as staff, materials, contractors, subawards, and other expenses that support the effective use of data throughout the program lifecycle, from planning and implementation to evaluation and closeout. Data and analytics have become an increasingly great tool to deter and detect fraud, waste, and abuse. This is the first time in my career that data and analysis in a grant cycle is being highlighted and valued at the recipient and subrecipient level.
Wow, that is great. Now, if someone wanted to find the OMB revisions online, where are those located?
For the mandatory disclosure revision and more information on other changes to the uniform guidance, please refer to OMB's website at www.cfo.gov.
Thank you, Garrett. I do have one more question, which is not necessarily related to the fraud alert, but is important for whistleblower protection. Would you provide an update to the Management Implications Report on Grant Vulnerabilities that the EPA-OIG issued in March of 2023?
Yes, in March of 2023. The OIG issued a management implication report on the mitigation of grant fraud and vulnerabilities. I am pleased to report that effective October 2023, EPA revised their general grant terms and conditions and incorporated all the recommendations outlined in our report. The report provided several recommendations to EPA in an effort to strengthen general grant terms and conditions, two of which relate to reporting fraud and whistleblower protections. First, reporting of fraud, waste, and abuse to the EPA-OIG. In a timely manner, recipients and subrecipients must report violation of criminal law involving fraud affecting the award to the EPA project officer and to EPOIG. The revised general terms and conditions also required recipients receiving an EPA award or subaward of $1 million or more to display an EPA OIG hotline poster in facilities where work is performed under the grant. Secondly, whistleblower protections.
The revision emphasized whistleblower protections established under 41 U.S.C. 4712, providing that an employee of the recipient or subrecipient may not be discharged, demoted, or otherwise discriminated against
as a reprisal for disclosing to a covered person or body information that an employee reasonably believes is evidence of gross mismanagement of a federal grant or subaward,
a gross waste of federal funds, an abuse of authority relating to federal grant or subaward, a substantial and specific danger to public health or safety, or a violation of law, rule, or regulation related to a federal grant or subaward.
The revised terms and conditions make it a requirement that recipients and subrecipients will inform their employees in writing of employee whistleblower rights and protections. Other important revisions made by EPA based on our MER were revised payment certification. The required payment certification was revised to include an acknowledgement and attestation that any false or omission of any material facts would be subject to criminal, civil, or administrative penalties.
Finally, access to records. The revision reiterates that both EPA and EPOIG have the right to access any documents, papers, or other records of the recipient and subrecipient which are pertinent to the award.
Thank you for that update. The fact is, the EPA made these vital changes based on suggestions from an Office of Investigations Management Implication Report, which only accentuates the important role of the EPA OIG. And yet funding levels for the EPA OIG in this fiscal year are very low when compared to the all-time high funding appropriated to the EPA. Do you see any issues with this new regulatory revision requiring disclosure to the OIG and the EPA OIG funding for this fiscal year?
Well, the new regulations require an increase in reporting to the OIG. The EPA OIG received funding for IIJA projects, but in the case of the $41 billion allocated under the Inflation Reduction Act, EPA did not receive any money for IRA oversight. This means that the core funding used for such things as oversight audits, evaluation, and other proactive investigations outside of IIJA will be limited. The small appropriation of core funding will have to be strategically rationed to cover both core and IRA work.
Special Agent in Charge Garrett Westfall of the Office of Investigations Western Division, thank you for your time. The EPA OIG's fraud alert about the Uniform Guidance Update can be found on our website at www.epaoig.gov. We urge anyone with information about fraud involving an EPA or Chemical Safety Board operation or program to contact the EPA OIG hotline by calling 888-546-8740, emailing oig.hotline@epa.gov, or submitting a complaint form through our website.